Big game for the Matildas. A couple of games, in fact, against Brazil coming up at CommBank Stadium. I know, it seems a little bit strange, doesn't it? It was Bankwest Stadium, now CommBank Stadium. We thought we'd have a chat to the managing director, Darryl Kerry, given the fact that it's been a really tough 18 months for all concerned, most notably for facilities operators. Darryl's on the line. G'day, Darryl.
Hi, Jimmy.
Thanks very much for your time today. Just before we get to what's coming up at CommBank Stadium, and we've got to get used to that, give us an insight into the challenges over the last, well, this year in particular, with no content at the stadium and the fact that you've got this beautiful stadium there that no one can get to.
Well, look, I think we're no different to a lot of industries and businesses where it sort of breaks your heart a little bit. Everyone works so hard to try and, you know, do the best for their businesses. And unfortunately, in the world of stadiums and I suppose in that live entertainment space, a fundamental piece of what we do is we get people together and they have a good time and they come out and cheer their team on or watch a concert and go out and enjoy themselves. But clearly that's one of the things that, you know, is at the heart of this this pandemic, is that we've almost had to do the opposite to that, which has been really difficult for everyone. I think businesses all around the country and all around the world, probably for that matter, have struggled with that if they're in that sort of, that space. And, it's been difficult for suppliers, it's been difficult for staff, it's been difficult for, codes and teams. And but look, I think you sort of get a sense now we're well and truly on the right side of the journey. And, it's probably all taught us a few lessons and it's probably reminded us what's important in life. And but our sense is that, we're really looking forward to getting people back into the stadium and doing what we do best.
Oh, I think you're exactly right about recognising what's important and what's not. The transient nature of a lot of people who work at your venues, has that been difficult to fill with these couple of matches that have been coming up? We're hearing that from other hospitality service owners.
Yeah, I think the great thing that Venues New South Wales has done, who we report to as well as the New South Wales government, I think they've given everyone a roadmap. And I know how difficult this is. Everyone sort of, for a long period of time, get up every day and they're looking at case numbers and people are responding to it. But I think the great thing that the New South Wales government has done is it's provided a roadmap out, which means that we can plan for it. So there's no doubt in the world the last 18 months has been really difficult in the hospitality space around getting staff, because it's the thing that, people have moved away from, and international students have been affected, et cetera, et cetera. But
yes,
we genuinely get a sense that it will start to turn around a little bit, particularly on the basis that we're on the, as I said, on the outward journey of this thing. And look, we're really confident that we've got enough people, and our staff have been absolutely fantastic. Our permanent staff have, dealt with what they need to do, and really importantly, our casual staff feel like they want to get back and do some stuff that they love. And when you're a casual employee, sometimes you do it for money, sometimes you do it because you want to be with your friends, and sometimes you just love what you do. And it doesn't matter what the reason is, but those people are all just chomping at the bit, ready to get back into action.
How are things tracking for the crowd for these games, 23rd and 26th, the Matildas up against Brazil?
Yeah, so good question. So the government, as part of their roadmap, had identified some sort of capacity restrictions, but they certainly have provided the opportunity, facility by facility, to go and get an exemption on that. So we're working with that at the moment. So I think the default position for a stadium environment, I think, is 5,000. That's certainly something we've worked closely with Football Australia on, and they were comfortable to assume all their planning on that minimum position. But we're working with both football and New South Wales Health and New South Wales Government about potentially just increasing that, because a stadium setting is sort of, a reasonably controlled setting. And I think over a long period of time, over the last 18 months, we've demonstrated that it is possible to absolutely stage these events in a safe way by doing, lots of different things that will, help people keep safe. And they're going through it at the moment. So hopefully we'll be able to push the numbers up a little bit. And hopefully over time in the next, month or two, we'll be able to just increase that gradually and get back to sort of hopefully 100%. So we're in the final stages of those discussions at the moment with New South Wales Health and New South Wales Government.
Do you see what Dominic Perrottet did yesterday with the Everest and say, hey, we've got a game of footy out here in a couple of weeks?
Yes, yeah, no, we were really encouraged by that. I think that they probably had made a request, I think, you know, going back a few weeks, and at that stage I don't think it was clear. But, look, I think that, again, that's what, you know, I think you've got to applaud the New South Wales government for what they've done, because they've gone through a very difficult period, as all the, you know, citizens of this state have done. And I think if people have done the right thing, they've gone and got vaccinated, and the government's now laid this plan. And to the Premier's credit, you know, he's made it really clear that, you know, let's get cracking, get the economy moving, get people back into jobs, and, you know, look after and support one another. And, yeah, so we're encouraged by that. We're not overly, you know, not jumping too far ahead, but hopefully we'll be able to get a similar outcome.
And, Darryl, am I right in saying that to be part of the crowd at CommBank Stadium for these matches, you have to be double vaccinated?
Yes, that's right. And so the health orders that the government has put out to support this roadmap, obviously, you know, they're a bit more technical than a press release, but certainly for the games that are coming up between the Matildas and the Brazilian team, it is a double vaccinated requirement, which I think, depending on what your views are on this thing, I think as part of their roadmap, they're trying to sort of open up sensibly over the next month or two until we get back to sort of full capacity. And this is one of the measures that I think will absolutely help, and we're ready to accommodate that. But I think it's absolutely important we let people know that that is the case. And, you know, that's just part of, you know, running a COVID-safe event. And it'll certainly be like that, just at least for the next month or two.
How challenging is it then? Because that's just another layer of staffing that you require. We know around the Q codes and all of the sanitizers, et cetera. Have you got an idea about what are the additional costs associated with putting on an event now, even if there is only 5,000 people in the venue?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think our view generally is at the moment we'll do whatever it takes. And, yeah, and as long as it's a step towards something else, we sort of don't feel like we feel like having a narrow discussion around extra cost for a week or two or three or a couple of events probably feels like we're missing the mark. So we're really keen to work with people like Football Australia and put something in place. Now, the other side to that is that no one wants to spend money they don't need to. And at the same time, we're sort of mindful of the fact that the one thing that's been sort of maybe forgotten in this, in our response generally as an industry over the last 18 months, is sometimes we've actually made it difficult. We've almost unintentionally made it difficult for people to come.
Yeah.
And that's something we're really mindful of, because at the end of the day, people, you know, part with their hard-earned money to come to these events and support the teams, and, you know, particularly a national team. And so we've got to do everything we can to try and make it simple and streamlined, so there's not too many sort of silly steps in there. Not that we would ever do that intentionally, but, you know, obviously everyone's trying to do the right thing and keep everyone safe. But we feel like we've got something, you know, our current plans are, you know, in good shape, and we're really confident we'll be able to, you know, do something really, really decent come next weekend, the weekend after next.
Darryl, come daydreaming with me. You've got Stadium Australia, CommBank Stadium, Optus Stadium as well. Your dream event. In an ideal world, COVID's just a memory. What's your dream event that you could have at one of your venues?
Oh, I tell you, it's a funny question, because I think as much as you might look around and just have some incredible events, I mean, I'm just looking forward to getting people back into the stadium, irrespective of what event it is. Our Perth team had the great pleasure of hosting the AFL Grand Final not that long ago. And
yeah,
I think if you had said, you know, 5 years ago or 3 years ago that would have happened, and suddenly the NRL Grand Final goes to Brisbane, you know, they probably would have sort of never believed you. But there's been some crazy scenarios that have played out, and, you know, sometimes you're on the right side of the ledger and sometimes you're on the wrong side of the ledger. But, look, we've had the opportunity to host some incredible events. And at the moment, it just feels like, you know, if you go back to Stadium Australia a few years ago when we hosted Two Nights of Adele, and it was two nights of 100,000 people. So 100,000 people, not a single seat empty in a stadium with one of the world's great artists. And you feel like, wow, how far are we away from that? But in all honesty, look, I think, as I said, we're on the way out on this thing, and you can see those things happening now. And What I would say is that the world of entertainment and sport, and sport's very resilient, and it always finds a way to keep going. Entertainment's a bit different. But the forward bookings for sort of international acts and local national acts are really strong sort of in the second half of next year. So
yeah.
I think everyone's looking forward to getting back into this rhythm, and some of these amazing events that you're referring to are well and truly on the cards now.
Super Bowl 61 live from Stadium Australia has a good sort of ring to it, I reckon, Darryl.
if you were looking around the world and you could pick a single event, I think probably that would be right up on top of the list, I think.
Be awesome. Hey, Darryl, great to chat, mate. Give us an insight into the challenges that you've had to overcome, and also excited about watching the Matildas in action as well at the newly named CommBank Stadium. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Jimmy. Much appreciated.